Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free, coast-to-coast. Patricia Weber is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Pat Weber is an old friend of ours and an original member of our Brain Trust. We haven't heard from her in a while, and I've really missed her. She's the author of a book called Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage, which is a little book you can put in your pocket and take with you if you when you go out on sales calls, so you can punch yourself up a little bit and pay attention to some of your sales techniques. She's our good friend. Pat, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you back. We've missed you.
I've missed you.
My audience, I get emails all the time. Where's Pat? Where's Pat? We miss her.
I've been here, not just here.
I know. You've been traveling around. You've been moving too fast. That's one of the reasons we haven't been able to get you back on the show. You've been moving too fast. Pat, one of the things that you're really good at, and I want you to share some of this wisdom with us, is helping people to put their best foot forward in front of an audience, whether that be one person that you're giving a proposal to or a team of people who are considering your company as a vendor, or maybe it's a group of people you're speaking to. You're one of the best at helping people do that, and I want you to share some of that with us.
Thanks. Well, where should we start? At the beginning?
Yeah, let's start at the beginning. That's always a good place.
Okay. I find most small business owners are not used to presenting in any way, shape, or form. And while the best thing people can do is be themselves, you still have to take a few minutes, I believe, before you even begin talking to that one person or that group, to really feel yourself as you feel when you are the best that you can be in a presentation mode. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend who's an accountant, and one evening she was giving a presentation to a professional organization I belong to. There's about 30 or 35 women there. I've never seen her nervous, ever. Not in talking with me about, you know, how my business is doing, not in talking with my husband about his business is doing, never. But she was so nervous, she said. She went into the restroom and started smoking and saying, what is going on here? I said, you've just got to think of times when you're with people you know in business, because this was a business group, that you are really comfortable and feel confident and know you are at your very best. Well, you can immediately see her whole demeanor change, including, thank goodness, she put that cigarette out. So, I mean, that's really where you have to start
in the
beginning. It's just taking some time, you know, before those people are even in front of you or you're in front of those people, to get yourself to a place in time when you felt really confident about yourself.
Don't you also have to say to yourself, because I've had to do this, I've had to have a word with myself before, believe it or not, folks, myself. And what I try to do is to say, you know what? The thing that I'm going to talk about, nobody in the room knows more about this than I do.
That's a great one to have to say.
Even if it's embellishing just a little bit. let me tell you how I've seen this happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched it. I've literally watched it just like you did with your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet it was like turning a light switch on, and I bet she went from being nervous to being confident.
Oh, it was. It was just so totally awesome to watch her. Then as she walked up to the podium, even though it was a small group of 35.
Of people she knew.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, and there's a podium that kind of, for some people, makes it so formal all of a sudden.
Well, it projects the aura that the person standing behind this really has their stuff together.
And they do.
And But it puts the extra pressure on you.
Right.
But what I was going to say is, when I've seen this happen before,
mm-hmm.
is, for example, and I did it last week. I was interviewing some some small business owners for the SBA face-to-face. I was actually broadcasting from an SBA venue, and they brought in three people I had never met before. They they didn't know the day before that they were going to be on my show. All three of them were nervous as a cat about this. They were almost freaking out. And you know what I said to them? I said, look, I'm not going to ask you anything that you don't know in your sleep. And when I said that, all three of them settled down, and they did the interview, and you thought they were professionals.
At which they were.
So you have to tell you need to tell yourself that. And I used to do that whenever I'd make a presentation to a proposal presentation to a bunch of people. It'd be me and maybe eight of them or something like that. And I'd say, you know what? I know more about this than they do because I know my business, and all I've got to do is just stand and deliver.
Exactly. That's really a good thing to tell yourself. It's a good thing just to picture yourself in times when you know you've been at your maybe cockiest, too, if you're going to get that nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people do better with kind of, I do. I have to really close my eyes and see myself as I was in a previous presentation, if I get nervous. I mean, I do get nervous with large groups, even as long as I have presenting.
But see, that's okay, isn't it? I mean, that's healthy, actually.
Well, it is, because if you weren't at all nervous in any kind of group, wouldn't you kind of wonder about the enthusiasm of the person? I mean, haven't you seen people present who are so boring?
No big deal.
And sometimes you don't see any nervousness in them, so is it any wonder they don't have any enthusiasm?
Exactly. Well, the other thing, though, is I think we have to identify what's going on when we're like that. And that is, it's not, we need to realize that what's really, in me, I'd like to think in me, in myself, for example, that it's not that I'm anxious and nervous that I don't know what I'm going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure that I do an excellent job.
And I think for most people in business, when they're presenting to a group, because usually it is to put their company, you know, best foot forward and put them in the best light for whoever it is they're talking to. Isn't that really what every business owner wants to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
But they sometimes they don't think of it that way. It's like my friend who's an accountant and has a large accounting firm here. I don't know, about 20 accountants.
Yeah.
Why worry about it?
Yeah. Stand by, Pat. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Patricia Weber is our guest and our good friend. She's the author of Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage. When we come back, we're going to find out how you can get this little pocketbook. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Patricia Weber is our guest, and that's 1B, folks, W-E-B-E-R. Pat, give us your website, please.
www.prostrategies.com, prostrategies.com.
All right, prostrategies.com. Can we get your book there?
Yeah, there's a link there that actually takes you now. You can get it in e-book. I've had that available for about a year.
Good for you.
So either way, small, little pocket-sized book or get the e-book version.
It's 104 Sales Tips for People in a Hurry, Sales Skills for an Unfair Advantage by Patricia Weber. Check it out at prostrategies.com or ebooks.com, right?
That's right.
And that's W-E-B-E-R.
Right.
Okay, we're talking about how to put your best foot forward when you're in front of a group. You know, something you said a minute ago when we first got started, Pat, was about people not really knowing how to do what we're talking about. They don't have a clue, and you're right about that. One of the things that really gave me an advantage was I was in the Army, and the Army taught me how to make presentations. In my officer training, I spent 4 years in ROTC, and then it was on active duty and reserves several years after that, and they taught me how to do this. They taught me how to stand in front of a crowd and to use audiovisual and to use gestures and how to use gestures and how to stand behind the podium and all that kind of stuff. And then concurrently with all that, I was also with Sears and I was also with Xerox. Mm-hmm. And they also taught me.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got to where I was doing my own thing, I had some pretty good training. But if you haven't had any of that, folks, you could the truth is, Pat, is you can know everything about your information, but if you can't deliver it properly, then you're not going to be as effective, are you?
Well, how can you be? I mean, that's yeah. The biggest problem is, particularly with new business owners, because they're so excited that they are the expert in this technical area or expertise in it, and they don't know how to present those ideas. That's the biggest obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they don't really like selling either. Isn't
yeah.
that true?
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because you have this fear that you have to present to somebody. Or, on the other hand, you think, oh, I know it all. I don't have to worry about how I communicate it. I just need to communicate it. But
right.
That's not true. It all is in the how you communicate mm-hmm. it.
When I go to speak, when I go to a city to speak to a group, and I when I land and I meet the people who are my hosts,
mm-hmm.
you know what the first thing I say to them? I say, where's the room where I'm going to speak? Take me there now, please.
How much time do you spend there?
I just want to see it. I just want to go look and see how big it is and see if there are any dogs in the background or anything like that. And I just want to make sure that I know what it looks like and that there are that I don't have any surprises if at all possible.
Just being in the room to scope it out, scope out what you're going to be walking in. And just also if you have that nervousness like we talked about with my friend, if you kind of project yourself to the future then and kind of walk down where they're going to introduce you and mm-hmm. stand up front and look back. I mean, I did not do that once after I have had a speaking career coach for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things he told me years ago was when you get there early, what do you do? Just like I asked you, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of used to just scoping it out, just kind of looking from the back to see what I had to work with, the AV equipment, checking
right.
out.
Exactly.
Pat, what you also want to do is pretend you're already in the presentation and walk as if they're introducing you and go up front and look out at the audience. This one time I did not do it, and I regret it because the environment was so totally different for me. It was outside at a hotel in a courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if you've ever spoken in that environment.
It's not easy to do, right?
But I never speak in that environment. I'm always in a room, an auditorium,
right.
something like
right.
that. And I, for some reason, I didn't do what he told me to do. And I have to tell you, it threw me totally off until I was about 15 minutes into a 45-minute
presentation. I was going to say, you wind up getting your legs under you, but it took you a little while, didn't it?
Exactly. I mean, it wasn't a problem in the end, and it was very well received.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I regret is not having done what he advised me, my coach advised me to do.
But you know, Pat, I also do that whenever I used to give a lot of proposals, when I worked for other people and I gave a lot of proposals. If I could, I would ask the person when they'd say, okay, now you're gonna come back tomorrow and we're gonna have our committee in here and you're gonna be talking to them, I would say, would you take me to the room where that's gonna be,
mm-hmm.
please? I
Absolutely.
Wanna see what that room looks like. Because that tells me that lets me know how I should be set up and the thing is if it wasn't a position, if I felt like the room wasn't gonna allow me to put my best foot forward, I asked if we could make a change.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a lot of people don't think that because they've been asked to present, well, maybe this is why they don't. They just don't think to ask, can they do that?
Yeah.
But when I'm either coaching people or doing my presentation course, that's on the checklist of things
yeah.
that you do to get ready.
Absolutely.
Is you either go to the room or ask to go to the room.
That's going to have to be the last word because we're coming up on the end of this segment. But
okay.
Will you come back again real soon?
You bet.
We've missed you. We want you back.
I missed you, too.
Pat Weber, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back, and I will be, too, right after these messages. 29 after this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.